Dominic, could you help with this question from Gordon Price? He wrote in to say that in photography, you can alter the exposure by changing the width of the aperture for a given shutter speed. But in astronomy, where the stars are point light sources, the brightness is only related to the size of the aperture. So why is it that these point light sources seem to behave differently from the diffuse ones that we might be taking a normal photograph of?
It's a good question, which addresses quite a common myth about how it is that telescopes allow us to see very distant objects, because I think the popular perception is that a telescope is an instrument that magnifies very small objects in the sky and allows us to see very small objects.
That's certainly how we use them terrestrially. If you're attempting to look at something in the distance, you use a telescope, it makes it look bigger.
That's right. The problem with magnifying the sky is that once you magnify it beyond a factor of about 60, beyond what you can see with the naked eye, you hit an effect called atmospheric seeing, which is where turbulence in the atmosphere blurs what you see and limits your ability to see any finer structures. Now, it's certainly true that most telescopes do magnify the sky, and that in the past 20 years, we've built some telescopes with really quite incredible magnification that's managed to get past atmospheric seeing. For example, by using adaptive optics or by going to space, for example, the Hubble Space Telescope. But for most telescopes, you're limited to a magnification which is perhaps a few times what you would get with a common pair of binoculars. So clearly astronomers are doing something else when they build very big telescopes. And what they're actually doing is collecting light over a very large area. They're having a very large aperture, and they're focusing all the light that they collect from that aperture down to a single image. And the telescope is acting rather like an image intensifier to reveal very faint structures on the sky rather than necessarily very small structures. And so going back to the question that Gordon asked, he asked, when you put a camera on the back of a telescope, why are there different considerations when you're taking photos of nebulous extended objects as compared to stars? Well, you can think of the sensor in your camera as being made up of individual sensor elements. And the ideal exposure you want is the exposure that delivers to each of those pixels just the right amount of light, so it's exposed to some ideal level. Now, if you're taking a photo of a star, it doesn't matter what magnification you apply to that star, it's a point of light. So it's all focused onto one or a very small number of pixels. And so the amount of light that pixel receives is independent of your magnification. So if you look at a star through a telescope, it appears with the same brightness regardless of what magnification you use. It depends only on the aperture, how bright it appears. If you take a photograph of a nebulous object, the more you magnify it, the more pixels that light is spread out over, and so the less each pixel receives, and you have to expose for longer at higher magnifications. So if you're working in your back garden trying to take a photo of, for example, the Orion Nebula, which has nebulosity mixed in with stars, you have to think very carefully about what magnification to use to get the right exposure for both the stars and the nebulosity at the same time.